The so-called African Fertilizer Summit hopes to adopt strategies that could boost food production on the continent. Some 200 million people in Africa are said to suffer from hunger, partly due to low soil fertility. Experts say increased use of fertilizer is very important to achieving the green revolution Africa desperately needs. Jeffrey Sachs is a professor of sustainable development at Columbia University in New York.
Clearly, African farmers need to replenish the soil nutrients. That means using chemical fertilizer and organic methods, both. And this is critical because we know that when farmers can use these better inputs, their food output can be doubled or tripled or even quintupled in some cases. Africa's a hungry continent in part because the soils are depleted of nutrients.
Farmers in Africa use an average of 8 kilograms of fertilizer per hectare yearly, as opposed to between 100 and 200 kilograms in other regions. Average farm yields have continued to decline, leading to hunger and malnutrition. Professor Sachs says rich countries have a responsibility to help Africa reverse the trend.
The key, however, is not only what to do, but how to get it done. Because Africa's poor farmers are too poor to buy the chemical and organic soil nutrients that they need. So the rich world, instead of shipping food aid, should be helping smallholder African farmers get the inputs of fertilizer and improved seeds and organic methods so that the farmers can grow more food on their own and feed the African continent.
More than 500 delegates, including donor agencies, African agriculture ministers, farmers, and international agriculture experts, are attending technical sessions that open in Abuja on Saturday. Several African leaders and heads of international development agencies are expected in the Nigerian capital on Tuesday to endorse a framework for agriculture growth, food security, and rural development. Gilbert DeCosta for VOA News, Abuja.